Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a Friday, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Snacks, soft drinks, water, wine coolers. They roast the peanuts fresh or not every day. And the pickle bar, let's say it all together now, is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Route 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Big show coming up today, our emotional tribute to the suit, the entire 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. Jeff Byers will join us from Bloomington, Indiana at the Big Ten Wrestling Championships. We will get into it with him, my brother with predictions, and to the show today, as always, like we do every week. And we mentioned yesterday that the facilities master plan is coming out on March 13th. It'll come out actually during the show. I think there's a good chance we'll be able to air it live for you to do that. But today, the financials came out. And as you know, I talk often about the financials. There's a reason why I talk about the financials. That is what makes it all work. It's maybe not the most exciting part. We could do the typical talk show host wakes up and says, what simplistic topic can we do today? Okay, do you think the Flyers should fire their coach? Give us a call. Or do you want to do something that's a little higher level than that? I'd rather do something at a higher level that when the show's over, maybe you feel like you picked up something along the way. So that's why we talk about it. That's why we get the Tony Knops on to talk about the business of it. Well, here's the business of it. The business of it is as follows. According to this, Penn State had $120 million in expenses and had $132 million in revenue. And that means, you know, and that, because of the other parts, about $11.5 million deal in the black. Now, we just talked about Sandy Barber yesterday being named one of the four athletic directors of the year. And that really is an athletic department award, but, you know, her name, you know, as the athletic director, she's the CEO of this corporation. Remember that Penn State athletically is autonomous. So they don't take money from the state. They don't take money from the university. They have to do this within the confines of who they are without outside help. Now, the outside help comes from the Big Ten, obviously, in several different forms, which we'll discuss in just a few moments. So let's get to the basics. Obviously, everybody wants to know how football did. So these numbers are as of June 30th, 2016. So what will be interesting is that next year's financials, when they come out, will be from June 30th, 2017. Guess what? It will not include next year. It will not include next year the new television contract that kicks in this season. Because it will kick in this season. It will kick in after the fiscal reporting deadline. So just so you know that. And I'll get into that in a couple of moments. So football ended up with revenue. A second here. I want to get to, let's see, operating expenses, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Revenue, $75.5 million in revenue. Expenses, 35.6. So football made a profit of $39.9 million based on the ledger. Next, you would probably want to know about men's basketball. Men's basketball revenue, a little bit better than $11.2 million. Expenses, $5.4 million. A profit of about $5.8 million for men's basketball. Sean, I'll let you take it from there. What sport do you want to hear of?
Well, let's see. One that's been on the uptick the last year or two has been men's hockey.
Men's hockey did just fine. They are the third sport to be in the black. Men's hockey had revenue of $4.3 million. Expenses, about a little bit more than $3.5 million. So they made a profit of about $750,000. Which one's next? What do you want to hear next?
Well, why not? That's always been a topic for years and years. Let's go with wrestling.
Wrestling. $1.7 million in revenue. $2.1 million in expenses. Minus $400,000. What's next?
Let's go with either men's or women's volleyball.
All right. Let's see. We'll start with, you want men's volleyball?
Either one.
716 in cage. Revenue, they are $500,000 in the red. Men's volleyball. About $450,000. They're about, their deficit is about the same as 24. Yeah, their deficit's about the same as wrestling's, about 400 to 450,000. Women's volleyball is minus 1.3 million. Women's basketball minus 3.4 million. Anybody else on here you're dramatically interested in? 770. Baseball's minus 700,000. Let's see. Field hockey. 1.2 million. Field hockey. About minus 600,000. Anybody else on here you're. And softball's about minus 650.
Well, those are the big ones I could think of.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 39.9 for football plus men's basketball, 5.8 million plus. So what are you talking about? 40.7, 40, 5.7 million in the plus between the two, with football obviously the vast majority of it. And hockey's up 700. Men's hockey's up 750,000. Now, this does not include the new TV contract. This is all under the old TV contract. What's helped is that bowl revenue is up, and the new college football playoff is reaping benefits for everybody across the board. There's more money pouring in from that than ever before. Now, Penn State did spend $1.4 million in expenses on the bowl game. So they did spend $1.4 million on expenses for the bowl game. And that's obviously... But there's also an allotment given to you to spend on that. So how much of that allotment was in there, I don't know. They didn't cover the entire $1.4 million. I can almost guarantee that. Yeah. Football also had one severance payment in there. I'm going to assume that's John Donovan.
So for the expenses just for the Rose Bowl alone, I'm just curious what the percentage of that would be for, like, travel, logistics, and, you know, getting the equipment to and fro. And
it all comes into play. The hotel, I mean, they were in the hotel for a week. I mean, I know what I paid per night. Okay. Multiply that times whatever. Their NCAA distributions, basketball gets some, football gets some, nobody else gets a dime. Media rights, football, men's basketball get media rights. Yeah, I mean, that's really one of the keys in this whole thing. Contributions, everybody got contributions. Everybody got contributions along the way. And a lot of people did well with contributions. I mean, the contributions were really solid across the board for almost everybody. Let's see. Now, what makes the difference for football and men's basketball? Now, obviously, football has a huge stadium, and attendance is right around 100,000 per game, and they have a chance, obviously, for more. Football ended up with $31.4 million in ticket sales. Guess who was second on the list in ticket sales in terms of dollars? Men's ice hockey, $1.6 million. Third, men's basketball, $822,000. Fourth was wrestling at $636,000 in ticket sales. Again, this is fiscal year ending June 30th last year. But there are several difference makers in here that just, you know, make a difference for the overall pie. Because, look, athletics is not run like you would be running Ford. If I'm running, you know, Ford Lincoln Mercury, have you noticed that it's no longer Mercury? Mercury's not there. Tom Mertz is smiling like, hey, okay, he's talking about the car thing. All right, great. But there is no Mercury anymore. There are Mercuries out there, but they aren't being built because Ford felt it was a division that wasn't doing enough for them. Well, athletics doesn't work like that. The owners of the AFL came up with an idea in 1959 that they would take the national TV money and they would divide it evenly among the eight teams to give all eight a chance to make it. And that's one thing you notice about the AFL. I've never really talked about that. Did you notice, like, nobody in the AFL folded? Did you notice that, Sean? Nobody in the AFL folded. Among the original eight teams. Hey, it moved, but nobody folded. They're all still there in one form or another. I mean, the Houston Oilers are the Tennessee Titans, but they're all still there. And part of it was they came up with the idea, and then Pete Rozelle heard that and said, you know, we can do that in the NFL. He went to Wellington Mara and said, well, I'd like to take the national TV contract and share it evenly with everybody to give Green Bay the same number as New York. And Wellington Mara had the foresight to say yes. Now let's fast forward to college. The Big Ten puts together its TV contracts. It's all divided up evenly. bowl money, all divided up evenly. And there's more to it than that. We'll talk about that in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
All right, so what are the difference makers between what makes football men's basketball? What are the difference makers that put them over the top? Obviously, attendance is one and so forth. We talk about that with football in particular, with the stadium. But look, the TV money and the radio money is a huge difference maker because the TV contracts are crafted for them. They aren't crafted for anybody else. Everybody else is along for whatever ride they can get. The TV contract with Fox is only for football and men's basketball. The TV contract with ESPN is only for football and men's basketball. The TV contract with CBS is only for men's basketball. Now, BTN's wide across the board, but again, the reality is that's a football men's basketball package, but they have many, many more sports on. There's bowl money in football. There is postseason basketball money in basketball. Big Ten tournament and the NCAA. Penn State still gets a cut. It's part of revenue sharing. Now, football and men's basketball combined have a significant radio package. The number is not insignificant. Per year. And then there's revenue sharing. Now, a lot of people don't realize football and men's basketball have to kick into the pool for revenue sharing. It's a sliding scale. And I don't think a lot of people even know about it or realize it. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I love when Lawrence gives me a reason to live. All right. What? Why do you laugh at this stuff?
Oh, it's great stuff.
Yeah, sure.
One of my reasons to live.
That's sad.
It's the little things.
That is sad.
It is.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And the Pickle Bar, all together now, is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Jeff Byers, next half hour from Bloomington on Penn State Wrestling. He will have news, I guarantee. This day in sports history, 1875, the first recorded hockey game played in Montreal. What, they noticed that people were running around in a pond? 1959, the Giants had their new stadium officially named Candlestick Park. Was there one time. What a dump. 1968, Jean Beliveau, the great Jean Beliveau, number four, Montreal Canadiens, became the second NHL player to score 1,000 regular season career points. 1974, George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton. 1998, Larry Doby became the first black player in the American League to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And that is this day in sports history. Jeff Byers, next half hour. We're going to have some news for you, too, some wrestling news. I think you'll find very interesting with Jeff in the next half hour. Come on. In this business, that's called a tease. All right, the numbers. We were talking about the numbers before, the fiscals, the financials. The great job Sandy Barber's done, Phil Esten's done with the athletic department. Look, they've paid off loans and they've paid off fines. And they've held it together. And that is really important moving forward, because the new TV contract should not, based on what I'm reading here, it looks like it's going to go to June 30th, end of the fiscal year. So the new TV contract will not be in the report we see next year. But when we come back and do this again in 2019 at this time, there's a good chance for the numbers to jump because of the new TV contracts with Fox, ESPN, CBS, and Big Ten Network. We talk about, you know, any move that has been made by schools from conference to conference, they've all been football-based moves. Not one of them has been a basketball-based move or anything like that. But football and men's basketball always carry the load. It's just the way it is. And it's the TV contracts, it's the radio contracts, it's ticket sales, and there's also NCAA tournament money for men's basketball. There is bowl money for football. Nobody else gets that. And there's also revenue sharing. And there's a sliding scale on revenue sharing. In the Big Ten, for every home game that you play in football, it's a sliding scale based on attendance. It used to be in football, this is the way it used to be, when Penn State first got into the Big Ten, half the gate, not concessions or parking, half the ticket gate went to the conference and then was distributed. Now, for the heavyweights like Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, I think Wisconsin's, you know, was there with their 80,000-seat stadium, 75,000-seat stadium, Michigan State. Half was significant to send in. It doesn't matter about half at, no offense, but at Indiana or Purdue or Illinois. What's half of that? So they revised it. Now, I believe the numbers have stayed the same, but it's a sliding scale. At the bottom end, the minimum number you must kick into revenue sharing is $600,000. And the key for the bigger schools is that the maximum number you kick in for a home game is $1 million. So no more half. And they've done that for years now. Men's basketball has a sliding scale. $27,000 at the bottom, and I want to say $64,000 at the top on a sliding scale. Now, obviously, there are fewer Penn States in the 27. There's also fewer Penn States probably up in the 45-50 range. But a lot of people don't realize that men's basketball and football have revenue sharing where they've got to kick money into the pot, and then it's divided 14 ways among everybody. The new TV contracts, $240 per year from Fox, $190 a year from ESPN. I want to say $72 a year from CBS. And then whatever, you know, Big Ten Network contract goes for 25 years, got 15 more years to go. So that won't be new. But it's making more money than ever. I mean, that's the difference maker, as is the Learfield radio deal. I know what the number is. I'm not going to give you what the number is because that would be wrong of me. But it is not tip change by a wide margin. Penn State gets actually more money from its Learfield contract than it does from the CBS basketball contract. And those are big difference makers. I've had people, for example, ask me about, you know, the update show that started the program today. And it was the last one for the season today. It will return in August. And somebody said, well, you always put just football and men's basketball in there. Do you know why I put just football and men's basketball in there? Take a guess, Sean. Why is only football and men's basketball in that show?
Well, bottom line is when it comes to the athletics revenue, I mean, those are the, pretty much in a nutshell, the two that drive the train.
No, actually, that's not the reason. Because it's airing on stations that carry football and men's basketball. That's why. It's airing on 40 radio stations, and all of them carry football and men's basketball. Only the radio network for hockey is, I think, three stations. Lady Lion basketball is between six and eight, depending on the year. And I think wrestling is one. That's why it's always football, men's basketball, because the key to the show is to promote what the station is going to be carrying. See where I'm going, Sean?
Absolutely.
So in other words, like today's show was with Patrick Chambers on basketball. Well, Sunday at 12:30, what are we carrying?
Yep, you always, toward the end of each feature, you pre-sell the broadcast.
Right, and that's what it's about. So what it's doing is it's telling the stations, those who listen to the station, that the station's carrying that game. So that's every once in a while I put Kale on there. Every once in a while I put Coquise on there. Every once in a while I put Guy Gadowski on there. Every once in a while I've done that. But then again, remember, the stations carrying the show also carry the talk show, also carry the games. That's why it's a football, men's basketball-centric daily show, because it supplements what the stations are carrying. If there was a 35 or 30, 20, 15 station wrestling network, then I would make sure that wrestling would be on it. But if the stations aren't carrying it, then that doesn't make sense for me to do that, right? It's supposed to be part of a promotional package as to what the stations carry. Doesn't mean every once in a while you can't deviate from that, but you know, for example, you know, if people can't get enough football, and especially in this particular season, football, 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 right up through the Rose Bowl. But then, hey, by the way, there was more football because of the National Letter of Intent Day, so there were probably three or four shows they did on recruiting. But that's why that show, for example, because I had people say, you don't put Kale on that show. And I said, does the station carry wrestling? Well, no. I said, that's why. That's done for the station's benefit. Oh. Oh. You know, and everybody, as soon as they hear it, they know it makes complete sense. But sometimes you have to explain that. You know, what makes complete sense to me of being in the business every day is something I should never assume that it makes sense to everybody else. Once you explain it, it makes sense to everybody. That's why we do it that way. And that goes back to the radio network contract, which is not insignificant. It's not insignificant. Doesn't mean people, you know, that you don't recognize the passion that people have for other sports. I think wrestling's done an incredible job to only be $400,000 in debt. Because they sell out all the time, and I think Penn State's been really, really smart about the pricing for wrestling. Don't do something dumb like UConn did with women's basketball. Women's basketball at UConn started to become a gouge. And I'll tell you exactly what was the door opening to pure gouging on women's basketball at UConn. The Big East did the right thing, and they put the Big East basketball tournament in Hartford every year because they knew it was their best chance to get cash. Well, can you blame them? No. But the tickets were a gouge. And guess what happened? People stopped buying them. People stopped buying the tickets. UConn women's basketball actually made a profit. Years ago, they don't make a profit now. They don't get the attendance like they get good attendance, but don't get the attendance like they used to. And also, something else happened with UConn women's basketball that really changed things. Believe it or not, UConn women's basketball had a contract with Connecticut Public Television for $1 million a year. So all the CPTV stations in Connecticut, Hartford, New Haven, Waterbury, Bridgeport, carry the games. Well, when the Big East then centralized its contract, UConn lost that, and then they went to the American Conference, and they lost it. They can't do it anymore. Not allowed to. And that's what's happened, for example. Let's take Penn State, for example. Flo Wrestling did the Penn State-Oklahoma State dual meet. So if you're asking for other dual meets at Penn State that are not televised, could Flo Wrestling have a contract with Penn State? The answer is no. BTN has the rights. That's why you have BTN Plus, BTN to go, things like that. This is what you watch. This is how it happens. I mentioned earlier the AFL, the NFL adopted it. What's happened with college and the Big Ten and the SEC, and I believe the Pac-12 is the same model. They have the best model, where they just take it, pool it, and distribute it. The Big 12 is a huge problem because Texas, in order to be in the Big 12, gets more money than anybody else. I believe Texas gets, 40%, and then the others divide it. You wonder why Nebraska won it out? You wonder why Colorado won it out? You wonder why Missouri won it out? You wonder why Texas A&M won it out? They all left the Big 12. They left the Big 12. Because the Missouri and Texas A&M knew that they would get a bonanza going to the SEC. Nebraska knew they'd get a bonanza going to the Big Ten. And Nebraska will realize that bonanza beginning this year. This will be the first year that Nebraska gets a full share because this will be their seventh year in the league. And it comes at a perfect time because that's when the brand new big, big contract kicks in. Contributions are still going to be needed. especially when it comes to the facilities plan. I mean, what they do within the athletic department, that won't be enough to take care of facilities. They're going to have to get contributions to do a lot of things like that. So that's all part of what they do. Take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay. I've done enough explaining for one day. I don't do this much explaining at home. What?
No, you and me both. I mean, when I get into that much explaining, even the cats walk out of the room in my place.
Whew, man.
Yeah. I'm my own audience.
It's my life every day, brother. Only maybe there's only one person that can captivate an audience that we know. Sir, you're waiting for it.
Yep.
Sir. All right. So, wrestling coming up this weekend, Bloomington Assembly Hall. Penn State will take on everybody. And Jeff Byers is going to join us, and I guarantee you Jeff will make some news on today's talk. Why not? Why not have some news? Wrestling ended up with 9 top 4 seeds at the NCAAs. 9 top 4 seeds. Very, very nice. On the other hand, almost everybody qualifies for the NCAAs. No, I'm just kidding. Just seems that way. But I think Penn State's got a real shot at getting 9 out of 10 through. How about that? All right. 9 out of 10 throw. I think it's pretty safe to say, I think everybody would agree, 133 would be kind of a struggle. Hey, be careful out there with snow squalls. Be really, really careful. We've had a horrible day here in State College with them. There's a 25-car pileup on I-80 near Snowshoe. Accident southbound on I-99 here today. Suddenly out of nowhere, you get a whiteout. So just be careful. Just be careful out there. I feel like I'm in Hill Street Blues.